Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Hey.
6:11. I'm Brock Keys Hunter. What's up?
What's happening? What's happening?
Oh. It was hard getting up this morning, man. I don't know. I couldn't drag my ass out of bed. I hit the snooze a few too many times. I'm kind of I got that snooze fatigue right now. You know what I mean?
Snooze.
Yep.
What a great invention. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Kind of, I guess. It's like the greatest, greatest invention. It kind of, I don't know. There's something about that.
For procrastinators, yes, it's the greatest thing ever. The guy who invented the snooze button had to be just the laziest son of a bitch. Like, all right, look, guys, I just need 10 more minutes. All right, just 10 more minutes.
He was the world champion. Procrastinating.
Oh, man. It never works out when I hit the snooze. My day is never when your first thing that you do in the morning is delay the day, that's not going to be a good day. It's not, man. It's not.
Here's the thing. Do you plan for the snooze?
I usually do. I usually give myself snooze time. I try not to do it, but I give myself snooze time just in case. Just in case.
Dude, I 100% plan for the snooze. It's like I know what's coming. So, okay, so I got to get up. We'll say for third shifters, I got to get up at 6:30 at night.
Yep.
But you set the alarm for 6 so you can snooze it for a half an hour. Now here's the question. What do you set it? Do you set it for 5-minute increments? 10 minutes?
So
15 minutes?
Because I got the old school alarm clock that goes, you can't set it. I believe it's set at 9 minutes. I think that's what mine is. It's set at 9.
Damn, really? Yeah. 9-minute increments?
Yep.
Which is random.
That's probably why they do it, because it's that 9 minutes throws you off.
It's because it pisses you off. No, they just want to piss you off one last time. One more minute!
You could give me 1 more minute? Ah.
1 more minute, 6:10. Would be great.
Yeah, we'll see how this morning goes, because I'm dragging ass this morning, man. All right, let's get to it. Come on, here we go. Anyway, we got it.
We got it.
It's time for your WTF of the day. This will wake me up.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
This is so stupid and so dumb. And we talked about kinks the other day, but a woman in Michigan got a folding chair stuck around her waist last week, and firefighters had to use the jaws of life to get her up. It turned out she does fetish videos where she gets herself stuck in different ways, and people pay $2 a minute to watch her get unstuck. Yeah. This is a real thing. She goes by the name Sydney Joe on TikTok, and they're stuck videos. Well, somehow she got wedged into a 6-inch space between the bottom seat and the top crossbars. You know, like those folding metal chairs, right? You've seen those?
Yeah.
After 30 minutes, her man's online told her she might need to call for help. So she did, and the firefighters had to use the jaws of life to get her out of there. So, yeah, people literally pay to watch this woman get unstuck out of compromising positions.
I don't even know where to start. All right, I'll start here. Your grandma's going to be disappointed in you. Yeah, your grandma used to work hard. She used to do a lot of things to make her life a lot better. You know, and here you are getting stuck in chairs, getting paid $2 a chair to get unstuck. She would be disappointed in you. Find a different job. Do something else.
Grandma calls you. So what did you spend your birthday money on, little Timmy?
Oh, God.
Well, Grandma, there's this thing. It's called stuck fetish. What? What is stuck fetish? Could you explain it to Grandma? I've never heard of this. Well, you see, Grandma, I've taken that birthday money you've given me over the years, and I spend it on this thing where I watch women get themselves in compromising positions. And then I pay them to get unstuck. Oh, well, that's
interesting. You're literally digging her grave. That's what you're doing.
So do you just sit there and watch? Yeah, I just sit there and watch. I don't do anything else, Grandma.
Grandma's not going to give you any more money for birthdays.
You've killed me. This is how I die. Yeah, look, again, I never kink shame, okay, to each their own. And if you do it behind closed doors, obviously within the legal limits of the law, okay, that's what you always got to put in there because there's certain things you shouldn't be doing. But I don't want to kink shame. However, there are certain things as a society we need to really start evaluating where we're going, okay? And this is one of them, okay? This is one of them.
It's just a weird thing. It's like that's what does it. That's what does it for you, huh? You know, she's got to get stuck in a chair. That's what really gets me.
I like seeing people in danger. That's what I like. I like that element
Jesus,
in there.
God. Like how deep are you into
in deep? You've gone too far. You slowly. You know, it just started off with like something simple. It started off simple, and now they got a belt around their neck and they're naked on a folding chair watching a lady get unstuck.
Come on, guys, dude. You know, I miss the magazines. I miss just the old school. Yeah, oh, a pair of boobs would do it.
You don't subscribe to Stuck in Chair Monthly? It's a great magazine, Hunter. No. It's a great magazine.
Jeez, dude.
So luckily, everyone's okay, and I'm sure Sydney Jo is just back at it, but maybe she'll find some different chairs to get stuck or not stuck in.
For Pete's sake, find a different occupation, Sydney.
I don't know about you, but I'm rock hard right now. That is your 6 a.m. WTF.
Rock, I'm stuck.
I'm stuck. That's right. Yeah, you're stuck. Yeah. Yeah, you're stuck so deep. All right, we'll be
you
back.
Weirdo.